It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Tuesday, May 12th. I'm Patricia Naft. The Colorado Department of Transportation is partnering with Colorado Highway Patrol and local agencies to crack down on seatbelt violations. From now until the end of May, they'll be increasing their focus on the Click It or Ticket program. A similar enforcement happened last year. Over 8,000 drivers were ticketed for not wearing a seatbelt. It was a decline of about 15% from the previous year, and officials hope to see this year's numbers decline as well. CDOT says that half of the 300 people killed in Colorado car accidents last year were not wearing their seatbelt. An event spanning several days of outdoor recreation for wounded veterans looks to thank them for their service and hear their input. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
Welcome Home Montrose, the nonprofit that serves veterans in Montrose County, will be having an event this week that will host disabled veterans from near and far to test the area's capacity. The event is called Operation No Barriers. Melanie Klein, the organization's founder, says the goal is to make it so that everyone, no matter their ability or age, can enjoy the active Western Slope lifestyle.
So in order to do that, we've been spending the last couple of years making sure that if we make a promise like that, we're telling the truth and that we can keep it.
To do that, they're hosting a myriad of activities in the area from archery to horseback riding to rafting.
Mission No Barriers is partly outreach to veterans who do not live here, but it's also asking them to come as consultants to tell us what we didn't fix yet that is an obstacle that we're unaware of.
Klein says that they're particularly interested in seeing how the new Whitewater Park fares.
We've worked hard with the city and with the county, with the rec district, to get this BOCO grant to make a water park that's beyond ADA compliant, but rather actually usable for anyone, no matter their disability.
She says that hopefully events like this will make their resources more accessible and help to serve the over 3,500 veterans living in Montrose County. They threw a similar event 2 years ago. Among all the activities, the veterans said their favorite was the community potluck.
Being able to talk to a community that welcomes them and appreciates them is an unusual experience. Lots of times people invite wounded warriors to a big trip to skydive or to scuba dive or to ski at a resort, but they always end up staying in hotels and eating in restaurants. They don't often interact with the community, especially one like Montrose with a heart for veterans like we have.
For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
This year's event kicks off with a potluck tonight at the Warrior Resource Center in Montrose. Road construction in Hotchkiss is ramping up. CDOT is in the middle of constructing a road bridge to go over the train tracks on the west side of town. Highway 92 is the main artery for the North Fork area for those wishing to travel south or west. At the same time, rockfall mitigation on Highway 133 has begun northeast of Paonia, which will cause delays for those traveling north. That construction is also planning complete closures of the highway in July. The closure dates for McClure Pass are still unknown. The state collects severance taxes from companies that extract non-renewable resources in Colorado. Some of this money goes to communities in the form of large grants. Most of those grants go to help build fire stations, upgrade water systems, restore historic sites, and aid with other infrastructure or economic development projects. And as KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports, the program is also providing funds for a shooting range on the Western Slope.
We are going to the old town site of Cameo, Colorado.
73-year-old Roger Granite is the mayor of Palisade. He grew up there, and as a boy, he would often visit the neighboring community of Cameo.
General store and post office sat over here on our right.
The town, the coal mine, and power plant that were once in this desert area near the Colorado River are gone. What's left is a transformer station and covered piles of remediated coal ash. However, one echo of Cameo remains. Granite says since he was a kid, people have come to this area for target practice. It's right next to the Little Book Cliffs Wild Horse area.
And as you can see, there's a lot of trash. There's mattresses, pieces of particle board up on the hill. There's a tire.
The ground is also littered with cartridge casings. Granite, who's a hunter education instructor, says seeing this mess out here disappoints him.
It gives all shooters a real bad name.
That's why he wants Palisade to purchase this land from XL Energy and Snowcap Coal to build a shooting range. Granite brought this idea to Town Administrator Rich Sales 3 years ago.
There was a grant opportunity through Parks and Wildlife for small shooting ranges. I contacted Parks and Wildlife and they said, well, what are you thinking about? And we explained a relatively smaller venue and they said, we've been looking for a site for a regional sports shooting complex. Would you guys be willing to think about scaling up?
Colorado Parks and Wildlife proposed a much larger facility that could be a national draw. Sales says town officials agreed such a complex could be an economic boon for the town and Grand Valley. It's estimated such a facility could bring in 50,000 shooters a year.
Palisades is famous for its peaches and its wine and the rest of its agriculture. That already brings people. The time of the year that we suffer is in the wintertime. A lot of people don't realize that our wineries are open all winter long.
He thinks having a range of this size just 2 miles away would attract people year-round and increase business. The Department of Local Affairs gave Palisade a $2 million grant through its severance tax program to purchase the land for the site. Parks and Wildlife gave the town $1 million to match those funds. J.T. Romatsky is the Grand Junction Area Wildlife Manager for CPW. He says the agency is working with the town to purchase the 2,000-acre Cameo parcel. Romatsky says the complex they envision could be one of the biggest shooting ranges in the country.
You know, opportunities come around only once in a while, and folks around the United States that have worked to develop shooting ranges would all probably tell you the same thing, that identifying a site with the characteristics and the social tolerance and partnerships is a huge, huge burden.
Romatsky says a decade ago, Parks and Wildlife tried to find a site for something like this on the Front Range, but that didn't work out. Sales thinks such a facility would be a good match for the Western Slope.
Shooting and hunting is still a lifestyle and culture of Western Colorado, and this fits the culture of Western Colorado very well.
CPW says the proposed range would offer a variety of target shooting, archery, hunter safety courses, and outdoor education opportunities. The project wouldn't happen overnight, though. The range could cost up to $20 million to build and take 10 years to complete. Back at Cameo, Granite hopes the project comes to fruition. He'd like to see the area receive an economic boost and have a safe, clean place to shoot. He thinks it's a good match for a shooting range because it's not near homes, it's easy to access off I-70, and the mountainous landscape is pleasing to look at.
People are going to come here to recreate. Recreation is one of the fastest growing economic engines in the state, and this is an ideal spot to do it.
For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
Stay tuned for Ashley and the Tuesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.